A Prayer for the Mom Who Is Weary by Christina Fox. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. My life over the past 12 months has been like a roller coaster ride, and at my age, I don't do roller coasters anymore. I sit on the bench next to the ride and wait for my kids to go through the torturous up and down, inside out, upside down, and sometimes backwards journey until they disembark and come to tell me how awesome it was. Though I stay off the rides at the theme park, my own life has been filled with ups and downs, twists and turns. These many months have been a time of change, loss, answered prayer, heartache, joy, and fear. There have been new experiences, unexpected opportunities, and dreams come true. I never knew what to expect from one day to the next. All I could do was hold on tight. I feel the same way about motherhood. Life as a mom often feels like a roller coaster ride. Just when I get used to a new stage in my children's development, they change. The unexpected twists and turns in the daily life of motherhood is exhausting. I always feel inadequate and unprepared. Like going on a new ride at the theme park, I never know when the next big drop will come. I wake up wondering, will they get along today? Will anyone get hurt and have to go to the emergency room? Will we have to cancel our plans because of an unexpected virus they caught from another child? Will homeschool go smoothly or be a long, drawn-out ordeal? Will I have the patience I need? What craziness will this day hold? Scripture says that those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31. I need my strength renewed, don't you? One of the ways we can practically trust the Lord and receive His mercy, grace, and strength is through prayer. If you are a weary mom, this prayer is for you. Dear Father in heaven, I come before you weary and beat down by this long day. Being a mother can be so hard. I often feel helpless and inadequate. I never know what to expect. I often don't know what to do. The constant change leaves me reeling. The twists and turns of each day is a glaring reminder of how needy and dependent I am. The book of Hebrews tells me I can come to you in confidence and find the grace and mercy I need. And so I come to you now to lay all of these burdens at your feet. I feel so overwhelmed by the details of life. It seems like I can never get ahead. Just when I clean up one mess, another one pops up somewhere else. Just when I think I know what I'm doing as a mom, my child enters a new age and stage. Just when I think I have a steady routine in place, someone gets sick or hurt. Some days I wonder if I'm really cut out for motherhood. I know I failed to glorify you today. I failed to love as you love me. I failed to extend the grace you've given me to my children. Forgive me for striving in my own strength. Forgive me for my fears over all the unknowns of motherhood. Forgive me for putting my hope in things, circumstances, or in my own strength rather than in you. Forgive me for my impatience and for wanting life to go my way. Each of these sins and failures reminds me of just how much I need a Savior. Today reminds me that I need Jesus more than I did yesterday, and that tomorrow I will need Him even more. I pray that tomorrow you would be with me in all ups and downs of my day. Help me find my joy in you and not in my circumstances. Help me not to fear whatever twists and turns may come. Help me to love my children and serve them well. Help me to enjoy each moment with them and not spend my time worrying about the next moment to come. May I remember that even when it feels otherwise, you are always with me and will never leave me or forsake me. Tonight, may I sleep in peace, knowing that even when I lose my grip, you never let go of me. And may I open my eyes in the morning to find mercy, fresh and new, ready for the taking. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.